Episode 1554, Extraordinary Change in Ordinary Moments.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy Hippie Day. I pray that you are having a beautiful weekend. For us, we have a little bit of extra rain. Oh, but you know what? It makes those blooms that much bigger. I love spring. I love that summer's around the corner. But today is Relationship Builders Day. How are you building up? How are you fertilizing and growing your marriage? It's all about extraordinary change in ordinary moments. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why are we always looking for something dramatic, something big to make a difference in our marriage? Be blessed and experience extraordinary change in ordinary moments. You don't need a big shindig. You don't need fireworks, or maybe you don't even need that perfect ambiance to have an extraordinary impact in your marriage. But you do need to be watchful of those ordinary moments. Those everyday events that can change the life of your spouse, that can change the life of you. The wink that awakes the heart. The nod that says, you matter. The hug that accepts all, faults and flub-ups. But for some strange reason, we even search for something to be wrong. Why is it that we go digging for CRAP? If we keep looking for that CRAP, we're going to find it. Sometimes we just have, you know, a period, a season in our life, within our marriage that's just kind of like, it's just there. When relationships seem blah or meh, you may think something needs to be fixed. So you go digging. Have you ever gone digging out in your garden beds, and you dig and you dig, and all of a sudden there's something a little squirrely there, and you just see a little part of it, and you go to pick it up only to find out that it's a garden snake. You thought it was just a worm. Yeah, I did that growing up. I was not very quiet about it. I was very loud. I yelled, oh my gosh, Dad, you won't believe this. And I was yelling and screaming, running around the yard. You would have thought it was like this honking huge boa constrictor. Oh no, it was just a little garden snake. But when you're expecting a little worm and you get a garden snake, whoa. What we go looking for, usually we can find. Because we'll make it up. We'll, you know, extrapolate just what we want to paint the picture that we want to see. Maybe what needs to happen is you noticing your sweetheart, you noticing your lover in ordinary moments, celebrating those ordinary moments. When we were doing taxes over the last few days, yes, they're finally done. Woohoo! That is a celebration, just saying. And if you haven't finished your taxes, I'll say an extra prayer for you because I know it can be stressful. Finances put a strain on a marriage, and taxes, it's like, okay, quadruple that strain. So deep breath, you'll get through it. But we were going through our taxes and making sure everything was right. And we've been doing taxes. We help our kids with their taxes. And so I think this was our third set of taxes we've done so far. A lot of taxes. And I just look at all the other children yet that we have to train them up on with taxes. I'm like, can we not get just a real easy form? Oh no, there is no easy when it comes to taxes. But in all these numbers and all these stacks of papers and receipts and the organization and the lack thereof, I looked across at my husband because he was on one side of the desk. I was on the other side. And I saw a man with a heart of gold who wanted to do right. No one likes to pay taxes, but he's like, I want to pay what I owe. And I thought, a lot of us are going through life trying to keep what's owed. In that little brief moment there, it was a smile to my heart. Extraordinary change in ordinary moments. It was an awakening for me to see that God had given me an incredible man who doesn't think and live by life that he's always owed something. He's willing to pay the price, what is due. He doesn't want to overpay. None of us ever want to overpay. But he's very willing to make sure. And in fact, he would rather overgive a little bit than undergive. We have to be careful in our relationships when we go looking for something, searching out that whatever it is that you're wanting to look for. Something to where you can go, I'm going to nudge you right there and say that you just don't know what you're doing. That can be so damaging to a relationship. You have to be willing to step back sometimes and be in those ordinary moments. Maybe you're in an ordinary moment now. You're listening to this whole episode while you're cooking breakfast. Maybe you're working out. Those are ordinary moments. But in those ordinary moments, extraordinary change can occur. But we don't think so. We bury it. We think, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm just working out. I'm just cooking dinner. I'm just changing the baby's diaper. I'm just whatever you just are doing. God can work through those ordinary moments for extraordinary change. Really, today, I just want to remind you to be present in the ordinary to create the extraordinary. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be present in the ordinary to create the extraordinary. You want to impact your spouse? Be present in the ordinary. You want to shake things up in your marriage? Be present in the ordinary. You want to be noticed in your marriage? Be present in the ordinary. You've got to be present. You can't just say, oh, I'm owed this, so pay up. Doesn't work that way. We have to be willing to give. Giving of ourselves, being present in the ordinary to create the extraordinary. I love throughout the Bible how Jesus was present no matter where he walked in his journey. And you can look at story after story after story that's told and how lives were changed because Jesus was present. He wasn't trying to go, oh, I'm going to foresee the future here right now. I'm going to worry about how I'm going to feed those 5,000 people and I have no food but these baskets. What am I going to do? No, he didn't. He was very present. Like listening to the woman at the well. He heard her. Healing the sick man from the pool of Bethesda. However, first asking, do you want to be healed? And of course, catching all the fish. Preaching, teaching. And out on the waters. The boats had been working all night. Their nets empty. Jesus said, cast your nets out. Oh, but we've been working. Nothing's happened. Jesus was present in the ordinary to create the extraordinary. What are you really trying to change in your marriage? Are you trying to change your spouse? Are you trying to fix him? Are you trying to fix her? You figure a little twist here, a little turn here, an extra bolt there, everything will be fine. And then I'll have the man of my dreams. And then I'll get the woman I always wanted. Maybe you need to ask the question instead, who really needs to begin the change? All I can do is say, look in a mirror. Start where you are today in the ordinary moments. You don't have to have all this pomp and circumstance. You don't need a big parade. You don't need a Grammy to be noticed. You don't need 10 million followers on your Instagram account. You need to be present in the ordinary moments to create the extraordinary. Are you being present? Are you caught up and busy? Are you being present? Or are you just worried about fixing everything or everybody? Are you being present? Are you trying just to make things perfect the way you see them? Because the only way is your way. Marriage is tough, but it's so rewarding. You don't need all the glamour and the glitz to have change in a marriage. But you do need to be present in the ordinary moments to create the extraordinary change. Are you willing to show up in those ordinary moments? Are you willing to show up with taxes? In the balancing of the checkbook, I know, what's the checkbook, right? Okay, go look at your debit card, log in. Okay, that little register thing, yeah, that used to be stuff that we'd carry around in something called a checkbook. That's dating me, I get it. But are you willing to be present? Learning as to how you're spending money. Are you willing to be present in doing your laundry? Are you willing to be present when getting ready for the day? Are you willing to be present when snuggling in bed? Be careful for expectations set that you have to have all this big hoorah to have change. Jesus created extraordinary change in ordinary moments. Are you ready to take his lead? I know for me, it changed my marriage. One thing I do now, it may seem so simplistic. I know you can laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. My husband has been going through a little bit of stress, a lot of things happening right now with his various responsibilities in his career. All are good, but it requires him to do extra traveling and just kind of figuring out the schedule. There's a lot of tight things and he just feels a little bit frazzled. And then you throw in there what? Finances, anything with money, men go crazy the wrong way normally. Unless you're winning the Powerball, but we've never won the Powerball, so we don't have that experience. So one thing that he does appreciate is when I send him off to work, I'm there with him. I, you know, say goodbye to him at his car. I throw him kisses. I tell him I love him. I give him a huge hug. And out the door he comes. He does enjoy that. But what I found that he enjoys more is when he's on his way home And as he's backing into the garage, I'm standing where I told him goodbye to welcome him home. I try to do that as much as I can now. Why? Because it's a stressful time for him. Things are kind of chaotic. And if this brings him refreshment, my presence there, when he returns home from a long day, then that is a gift to him. Be present in the ordinary moments to create the extraordinary. For him, he feels like he's loved even more. Now, I know you might be thinking, well, I don't have to stand at the door to welcome him home. No, you don't have to. I choose to. There is a difference. Now, there are some times that I can't be physically home. And that's okay, too. But when I can, I want to be present for him because I know that means something. And it's something so ordinary. Are you willing to show up in the ordinary moments to create that extraordinary change? Maybe you want some help as to, I don't know how to juggle all this. I don't know what ordinary moments look like because right now my life is totally chaotic. Have you seen my house? I'm lucky to get the dishes done, let alone the laundry, so we have clean clothes for the next week. I've got 3 piles on my counters. I get it. I want to help you. And you can find joy in the ordinary moments. Yes, in the laundry, in going grocery shopping, in paying the bills. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's open up a dialogue as to what's going on. Don't wait and settle. Let's start looking right now how you can create extraordinary change in your ordinary moments. What can you do today in your ordinary moments? Maybe you're going to go shopping for some new flowers. I just recently bought some petunias. Oh, they're purple and white and they are gorgeous. I love them. They're growing so big. Even my children have said, Mom, you really did good picking out those. I'm like, praise the Lord. It's been the rain. Thank you, Lord, because it's not me. But it's ordinary, right? They're flowers in a pot. But they can put a smile every single time you pass by them. Are you ready to experience extraordinary change in your ordinary moments? It's time. You've got to be willing. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.